10 o'clock in the evening.
I see. Okay, now, would you care to give us a complete description of everything that happened right from the beginning?
Oh, all right. We were coming home, and we noticed this real bright light. And at first, we thought, well, maybe it was either a helicopter or an airplane. And then we kept watching it and realized that it was too low for, you know, an airplane or a helicopter.
Yes.
And then pretty quick, it would shoot off right out in front of us and go to beat heck. And then it would slow down as if it was, you know, really waiting on us to catch up to it. And then it would light up on us, and we could see the base of it. You know, we could see the shape of it, that it was round.
Yes.
And it looked like it had two antennas sticking out from each side of it. And it followed us all the way, well, about 11 miles until we got home. And then when we came in the house, we woke our folks up. And it kind of landed, you know, well, it didn't land, but I mean, it was in midair right up above the folks' house here. And they saw it, too.
Okay. How close did that come to the house? Do you have any idea?
Oh, Lord, I don't know, really. About a half a block.
I see.
You know, up in the air.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when you were, when you first spotted this, did the object just swoop down out of the sky?
Yeah, it looked like it just had come from nowhere.
And did it pull down in front of you or to the right or left?
Well, it was to the left of me. I was driving, and it was to my left.
Did it stay to the left at all times?
Yeah, all the time it was to my left.
And it followed you at home in that position all the time?
Right.
Okay. And did this object change color at any time in its flight?
Yeah, it was blue. And then it would kind of, really, it would be a real bright color, like a yellow.
Uh-huh.
And then it would turn back into a blue color.
And did these changes in color seem to correlate in any way with the change of speed?
Yeah, right. When it would go faster, it was brighter.
I see. Okay.
And then when it would slow down, it was, you know, a little duller color. And like I said, it seemed like, you know, like you would dim your lights on a car, but they were dimming their lights, but only the bottom of it would light up to a blue color.
Okay. Now, you said you could see the bottom. Was there any indication that what you were looking at was a metallic object?
Oh, no,
You couldn't see it that well?
No.
Okay, did the light around the object happen to light up the area around, say, the roadway or the...
Well, it lit up right in the air there. It seemed like the sky brightened up some.
I see. Okay. And did you by any chance hear any sound?
No sound.
Okay. And about what altitude was this object as it followed you? Did it maintain about the same altitude?
Well, yeah, really, I guess it did, because all the way in it was about the same altitude, but like I said, it would take up off into a higher speed, and it would come right back down into what altitude it about followed us all the way.
Uh-huh. In other words, it was kind of playing tag with you all
the
way.
Yeah, right, that's what we figured.
Uh-huh.
It scared us, though.
It scared you both pretty bad?
Yeah, right.
Okay, have you had any ill effects from this?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. About how long did you watch it? That was about a 10-mile trip, you said?
Yeah, right. So about 30 minutes.
About 30 minutes, okay. And you say that you thought you could see what would be two antennas?
Yeah, sticking on, you know, on each side of it.
Okay. And that was all the appendages you could see?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Were you playing your car radio at the time?
No, because the radio in the car doesn't work, but we were playing our tape deck.
Oh, did you have any interference on that?
There was some static, but we figured it might be the power lines that we were following.
Oh, I see. Well, there were big power lines in the area?
Yeah.
Well, are these the high transmission lines?
No,
Well, this is just the standard voltage for rural
right.
areas. Okay. Yeah. Did that object appear to follow those lines?
No, it didn't. It stayed mostly by the hill areas. In fact, one time we thought it was going to run into a hill.
I see. Okay. Did it make any close passes at you during this period?
No, it didn't come real close to us. No, like I said, we were on the highway, and it was off to the left of us on the hills. It stayed right, mostly right in the hill areas.
Okay. Okay, now when this object was hovering over the house, how long did it remain there?
Well, we don't really know. I know when we got home, it was about 10:45 when we got home. We stayed up until midnight and watched it, and it hovered around the area until then, and then it took off. So it, about an hour.
Okay, now when you say it took off, which direction did it go in?
Well, it took off to the west of us.
Okay. Did that move at a pretty good clip?
Yeah, because we couldn't see it anymore.
Okay. Have you seen anything in the area or heard of anything being seen since?
No, we sure haven't.
Do you know if there were any other witnesses to this?
Just other than my parents.
I see. Okay. How old are you, Pat?
I'm 26.
26. And how old was Betty?
17.
If we fill or send you a questionnaire, would you consider filling it out for us?
I sure will.
Okay. How impressed were you about what you saw?
I was scared to death. I really was. I just didn't